Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC. And this is the best animated shows ever. So far. Where we watch, discuss, and rate every animated show ever, eventually.
So close. We don't rate them, we rank them.
Oh, damn it. I knew I was close.
But every time. It's because you really want to give a number rating to shows, and I'm like, nah.
No, we don't do that here.
Mm-mm.
We just compare them against each other.
Exactly. We just make them battle to the death for our amusement.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're doing something a little bit different this week, where I'm taking control of behind the scenes. But instead of being behind the scenes, I watch the live action Mob Psycho 100, made by Netflix.
Instead of behind the scenes, we're going into the third dimension.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. So, I didn't really investigate like behind the scenes of the actual show, like you would normally do. I just sort of watched the episode. And it was very interesting. They don't have, like, the super psychedelic, like, anime sort of thing going on. But they've got characters that look very similar to the people in the anime. Like, I think they try to get, like, very similar looking people to play, like, act the characters out. The first half of the first episode of Mob Psycho is the, storyline from the first one to do with, the fake psychic. He even does the throwing of the non-blessed salt at the ghost, and the ghost does the, you need blessed salt sort of thing, and then he calls up Mob. Like, he does that whole scene. But instead of being in a building, it's in a parking lot.
But you said it doesn't do, like, the anime action stuff, so does it do, does it do the voiceover being like, this is a special move?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. Huh, interesting. Seems like a weird thing to get rid of, the like, over-the-top stylization stuff.
No, like, I watched this about 3 or 4 days ago, and I can't remember if they put that in or not. Oh my god! But anyway, it was like really like the ghost isn't like it's kind of spectral, like reflecting like wavy sort of image in the show. It's not like in the anime where they look like they're fully formed, like physical things with like an aura around them almost.
Okay. They're more traditionally ghosty.
Yeah. So there's that. And the second half of the show is actually like the B plot for this episode that we're about to do, which is the club.
Oh, okay. The telepathy club.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. I forgot about the telepathy club until you just said the club. Like, I only watched this episode 2 days ago. I forgot that was a part of this episode until you said that.
Whew. Yeah, it's like the B-plot. It's just the president.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other members in the TV show, like in the live-action show. So they don't have those auxiliary characters around the president. It's just the I can't pronounce it.
I think it's Tome.
Tome.
That sounds right.
And he says the exact same line. Oh, that's my grandmother's name.
Okay, so they brought that over.
Yeah, and essentially, she tries to recruit him, and instead of being the body improvement club, it's the weightlifting club or bodybuilding club.
Sure, same thing.
Yeah, exactly the same thing, and he does it. He joins up with them instead of the telepathy club. It's great.
So it sounds like it's pretty accurate to the show in terms of the plotting, at least. Do you feel like, because I love the psychedelic styling of the anime, and if that's missing from the live action show, do you gain anything in exchange? Is there anything that makes the live action show better from what you've seen?
I wouldn't say better, but in some ways, the live action show is kind of funnier.
Okay.
Because, in the anime, it's like bombastic and weird and funny, but in the TV show, it's less like that and more like a sarcastic sort of dry humor almost.
Okay.
In place, and I find that a lot funnier as well. Like, than over the top sometimes. Like, the mentor psychic guy, he does the whole massage scene.
Okay. In live action, I can see that being fun.
Yeah, it was really funny, and I don't think it's that he calls it the one click curse.
Right.
And he discusses the guy watching a lot of porn, I think.
Yeah, they talk about that in episode two too. That's how this guy got his curse, and therefore he needs a massage.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast the other day called Every Marvel Movie Ever, which is reviewing every Marvel movie ever. But like starting with like 1976, when there was the live action Spider-Man movie. I'm only a couple episodes in so far, but I'm loving it. But they recently reviewed a Doctor Strange movie from the 70s. And that's kind of what I thought of when you were describing this, because one of the things they talk about in the Doctor Strange movie from the 70s is that it has none of the like over the top insane special effects. So it's like their conclusion at the end of their episodes was that it was too much Doctor and not enough Strange. And it sounds like that's probably how I feel about this show.
Yeah. I mean, there's one ghost in every episode, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they only sort of go up against this one ghost in this, like, parking lot, and he throws salt at it, and it's like, oh, call mob up, and he comes and zaps it. That seems like the same as the, like, anime as well, so.
Well, but in the anime, we also got the ghost, or the stuff in the tunnel was all in the first episode, too. So we got two ghosts, way more than two, because there was a bunch of ghosts in that tunnel. But that's, I feel like in your intro episode, you know, give us the easy ghost to establish what things are, and then give us that episode's actual ghost.
So what I found really weird is at the end of, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit for our conversation. In the anime, at the end of this episode, mobs hitting level 40%.
Right.
And at the end of episode one of the live action show, it's 45%.
Oh. Well,
episode one. Yeah.
Are there less episodes, I wonder?
I think there's like 13 or something, but...
Huh.
Might be less. Might be 10 or so.
40% is very high to get to in episode one, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, that's a bit high. It was only like 30 in the episode one, or 25 or something.
Yeah. Interesting. Huh. Well, let's get into the anime again and talk about episode two, which is called Doubts About Youth, The Telepathy Club Appears.
Yeah.
Swiggle, 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 swiggle.
Swiggle, swiggle, swiggle. Yeah.
This is an episode all about puberty and growing up and how the second year of middle school is the most sensitive time in a young person's life. We get like this cool montage of all the like cliques and activities that all the kids are doing in this Japanese middle school. I love this. I thought this was cool.
Can you guess my favorite one?
The kids sitting around and playing video games.
Nope. It's the rebels, because they're all banged up and, you're like, haha, they're the kids that get in fights and stuff.
The rebels are getting into some stuff. That is true. Yeah. I liked the kids sitting around playing video games, even though I think the show was making fun of the kids sitting around playing video games. Because there was a DS, there was a PlayStation Portable, and there was a Game Boy all in that scene. And I was like, that's some good representation of video games.
Before we get any further into the anime, I have to talk about one more thing about the show. There's this some weird government organization that they introduced that's doing weird experiments with espers. And there's a whole bunch of espers out in the world, and they all seem to have scars on their face and stuff.
Weird. That's a different thing. Have you seen all of this show, right? Or no?
I've seen season one.
Is that something that comes up in the anime, or did they create that for the live action one?
I can't remember. It was like 9 or 10 months ago when I watched this. Like,
weird.
I really have to rewatch it all.
That's really weird.
Back to the anime now.
Yeah, so it's like all these kids do all these things that are good for their development through life. Meanwhile, Mob works for this fool for 300 yen an hour. And this is where we get to hear about the one-click curse, because this man who comes to visit Reagan apparently is cursed by a ghost from visiting illegal porn sites. Which... Yeah, it's like, okay, that's kind of funny. But then the solution for it is he gives him a massage.
Oh, yeah.
And we get, an anime action scene of Reagan giving this dude a massage. Like, complete with, like, that thing they do in Dragon Ball Z where Goku, like, is throwing 1,000 punches a minute and, like, lightning and all that good stuff. It's pretty dumb. I love it. And then at the end... Mob's billing the guy and is like, okay, so the fee for the massage is this much. Rick is like, it's not a massage.
Yeah, he's like, you shouldn't call it a massage. It's a curse lifting or something.
His special move on this one is Sorcery Crush was the one I wrote down.
No, that's the thing, but he actually has a name for the removing of the curse.
Oh, the curse dispelling fee.
Yeah. There we go.
Then we meet our B cast for this episode, which, like you said before, is the telepathy club, which is not actually people who are telepathic at all. It's just like, it's one girl who like actually believes in that, and then a bunch of guys who are like, man, we just sit around and play board games. And I'm like, oh, that's a cool club.
No, they sit around. They play games, and they eat junk food and drink soda.
Yeah, man. That sounds like a good plan.
Our people.
Yeah.
Why don't they just call it the Borg Club?
The what?
The Borg Club?
Borg Club.
Yeah.
I thought you said Bog Club, and I'm like, isn't that a toilet?
No. The Bog, yes. Yes, that is the toilet.
Don't call it the Bog Club.
You know what we forgot to mention is...
What's that?
The meal that they kind of share.
Oh, yeah.
Oppanakiyaki.
Heck yeah, man. My wife got me a takoyaki grill for my birthday this year. Although we use ours to make abelskivers, which is like a Nordic pastry. So we use our Japanese grill to make Nordic pastries. Yeah.
I went to Japan last year, and while I was over there, my first meal, when we finally got checked into our hotel, me and my sister were traveling together, so we went walking down the streets and down alleyways and stuff, and we ran into an like this little Opinakiaki hut that's like street food, essentially. Like this little hut where this guy was just making it in the back.
Nice.
You saw everything, and he would just hand it to you in these like little plastic containers, and you could walk off down the street. It was great.
Yeah, that's from what I've seen. That's the way to eat that meal.
Yeah,
that sounds so good. I'm really hungry, MC. It's very early, and I just realized as we've been talking that I'm very hungry. I'm gonna go make some eggs when we finish this recording.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So let's see. Speaking of a kid sitting around and eating junk food, this is where I got my first commercial break for the episode, with Crunchyroll's ridiculous amount of commercials. So I got a commercial, for some insurance agencies. I got a commercial about sub sandwiches, and then I got the commercial that's most important for this conversation, which is a commercial that, an ad campaign that Dr. Pepper's running right now about, like, when you're hanging out with your friends and you just want to have a good time, you've got that Dr. Pepper vibe. And it's just like, a, you know, standard soda footage of, like, here's a bunch of people having fun drinking our soda. But Dr. Pepper vibe was the line that I loved about it. This will become important later, I promise. Anyway.
Also, Dr. Pepper's one of my big things when I go to America. I tend to get
oh god, it's the best. It's the best.
Because it's just so hard to find here in Australia. It's not impossible to find. It's just harder to find. So I tend to like be like, oh, it's everywhere in America. I'll just have it while I'm there. And that way I don't overdo soda.
Listen, I love Dr. Pepper. I haven't like drank soda with any regularity in like 3 years. God, I would have a Dr. Pepper. If you gave me a Dr. Pepper right now, I'd be like, all right. No, I don't drink soda, but yeah. Give me that. Give me that good brown sticky stuff.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I love how in this scene, one of the members of the telepathy club is like, I'm out. I want to do something else with my time.
Right.
And that's sort of what... And it's like they need 5 members to have a club room, I guess.
Yeah, and the like vice president of student affairs is a D-hole who's like, I heard that you've lost a member, so I'm going to need this room for another club.
Yeah, and he sort of gives them an ultimatum that they have like till the end of the week to find another member, or they're out.
I assumed that this was the same thing we saw in Dracula or Castlevania, where he's like, fine, you can have till the end of the week, but then I'm going to need this room. And really, he's like, I don't have another club yet that wants this room, so I'm going to put out some feelers and try and find someone by the end of the week. But I can make it sound like I'm being gracious. Just like Dracula's like, I'll come back in a year because it'll take me that long to summon an army of hell. But it's really because I'm being nice and giving you time.
It really wasn't that at all, but it does seem like that at the time, but then later on you realize, oh, he actually does have a club that wants room.
That's true. Still. Fine. Step on my joke, MC. Jeez.
Yeah.
Cheese and rice.
But yeah, he gives them until Friday, which is like 2 days or something.
Mm-hmm. And then we get this cool scene of them, like, running through the halls of the school in, like, intense anime action mode looking for new members. I love the animation creepy of this show. It's so good.
I just whispered into my mic. I'm not sure you would have heard that at all. But I just said, no, creepy.
What's creepy? Because the running through the halls?
No, because that's what everyone says.
Oh, yeah. They're like, telepathic? Oh, that sounds creepy. That's true. That is everybody's response.
Actually, one of the questions
Go ahead.
One of the questions is there any hot guys in the club? And there's like 3 of the guys. It's like, oh, that's poor guys.
Are there any hot guys? Not like the ones that you brought on your recruiting trip. No, this is it, actually.
And they're all defeated.
Yeah. And then do they meet Mob here in this scene?
No, it's That she loses it. And they finally, at the end of the scene, she starts freaking out, then Mob gets introduced by the blonde-haired kid.
Right, he's like, hey, I found this loser, he'll join our club, and Mob's like, I don't know about this, it seems a little weird, I've got an after-school job, maybe I just want to do that instead. And Reagan calls him, and, like, it felt to me like Mob was doing that thing where he was like, uh-huh, yeah, oh, well, I guess I'll have to come deal with that right now. And the person on the other side of the line is like, what are you talking about? Because it seemed like he was using Reagan as, like, a get-out-of-jail-free card. Like, I don't really want to do this, but I don't know how to say no.
A little bit. It's like, do you have any... there's a great line later on where the vice president of the... Mm-hmm. student council is like, do you have any friends in this club? And he's like, acquaintances.
Yeah. Mob's like not into this at all. He's like so not interested. He has better things to do. Like, are we ready to move on? Hamsi, are we ready to move on? Because I just started transition, but I want to make sure we're done with that part first.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's the call, and I think Reagan's like, oh, come around right now. Like, come over here. And there's a big argument between Reagan and the Tomei. But that's about it.
I think by the end of it, Reagan's shifted to like, you know, well, do whatever you want. But...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have a big, like, yelling fight. And it's really funny. And she gets all depressed.
Yep, because Mob leaves to go to his job.
Yeah. He goes to his job.
And his job today is that they're dressed as girls to go sneak into an all-girls school because they've got some clients they're meeting on the roof.
Wait, I got to set this up first. Mm-hmm. So, they're walking down the street and they're talking about the job before they get to where they're going. And it's just close-ups of their faces. So you don't know they're dressed up as girls at first.
I guess that's true.
You just see these two guys talking, and then all of a sudden, it cuts, like, to a wide, and people are, like, staring at them and stuff. And then it cuts to them in pigtails. And it's just the weirdest look ever. Like, this grown man in pigtails.
Mob mostly pulls it off.
Yeah.
Reagan does not.
Reagan does not.
Not even close.
Especially since he now gets caught by the security guard at the front gate of the girls' school that they're trying to get into to do this job.
Right, and Mob's like, I knew it. This was never going to work. There was no way they were going to let us into the school. And the guard's like, okay, you can go in now, miss. Don't hang out with this weirdo anymore. So Mob's getting in, even though Reagan's not.
Yep.
And then... I get another commercial break. Thank you, Crunchyroll, for these commercial breaks. They're so good. So this one's fun. This is a fun commercial break, MC, because I get an English Dr. Pepper ad, the same one from before. That Dr. Pepper vibe. And then I get a Spanish Dr. Pepper ad, the exact same commercial, but with a Spanish voiceover instead. Because for some reason, Crunchyroll thinks I speak Spanish, even though I'm watching an English dub of an anime. And then there's this Adam C, where there's two puppets, like, think like Avenue Q or Sesame Street type puppets, right? And they're standing on the front porch. They've clearly been on a date, and it's like, oh man, I don't know if he's gonna kiss me. I don't know if I want to kiss him. This is a good date, but do I really want to kiss him? And then they start to lean in together, and they're about to kiss, and then the boy puppet vomits all over the girl puppet. And then the commercial's like, hey, kids, vaping is bad. What? 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 It's an anti-vaping ad. And it
was featuring the puppet vaping?
A puppet. No!
Then I don't get how that message is supposed to be conveyed if the puppet isn't...
Apparently, vaping lowers your immune system is, I guess, what the thesis statement of this commercial was. But as far as I saw, it's not like they were standing on the porch and having a good old vape. So just out of nowhere, just vomits all over the girl puppet. It was very upsetting to me. I did not like that commercial one bit.
And I don't think there's anything that supports that claim anyway, is there?
I don't think so, but I don't vape, so I haven't looked at it, so maybe. I don't know, man. That's not the point. The point is, why do you have vomiting puppets? No vomiting puppets.
Well, right before they walk into the school and Reagan's being caught up by these security guards or police officers, Mob's number ticks up to 35.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His like, explosion percentage, which I feel like if you're just listening to these episodes, you're probably like, what are they talking about with his number ticks up? Let me tell you, we don't really know either. It's just occasionally it'll come up on the screen and be like, Mob's explosion percentage, and then it says a number. They haven't explained it at all.
I do know what it means, but I don't want to spoil it.
Well, I know you know what it means. You've seen this before.
And the only reason I remember it is because of what actually happens when it hits 100.
Is it what happens in the commercial or the video at the beginning of the show? Where he goes all like...
pretty much.
Black and glowy and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. It's like super psychedelic psychic power stuff that happens and it's... Yeah.
Super... It's really cool. Super sanic. Super, super... Saiyan. Like Super Saiyan, but with psychic in there.
I'm trying to think of one, but I can't.
Super Sonic. That's not it. I'm gonna jump through a couple things real quick. So, goes to the roof, meets some girls. They give him crap because they're not the girls who hired him. Then he meets the other girls, and he's all intimidated because there's girls talking to him, and Mob doesn't know how to deal with that. And then he's like, it's okay, I just have to perform an exorcism, and then everything will be fine. And then he starts smelling out the ghosts around the school like a bloodhound.
Oh, yeah. He follows it around the school. They hit up a classroom, it looks like another club room, in this school.
They check a bathroom, because apparently something was looking over the stall door.
They finally track it down to a gym, I guess. Indoor basketball court, essentially. And he holds out his hand and he's like, I'm gonna trap it in there.
Yep. That puts like a big blue glow around the whole gym, and now it's contained.
Yeah.
And they're like, the basketball team is practicing in there right now. And Mob's like, that's okay, I'll just go explode the boy.
Yeah, he just... What's really funny is he traps the spirit, he then walks inside, and then the spirit reveals itself, and he's like, you gotta get him psychic, you trap me in here. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna make you pay for that. And he's like this massive, what do they call it? A smell spirit or something?
Yeah, a scent spirit.
Yeah. And
or a scent ghoul. Like,
yeah, and he's like massive, and he catches the boy. He pops a basketball, and he says he's going to do that to Mob. And then Mob just like annihilates this guy. Like,
just explodes him real good, as he does.
He goes to hit Mob, and Mob is just like one hand up and smacks the hand out of the way, and the whole arm comes off.
Mm-hmm. Mob is ridiculously OP. We still don't really understand how or why, but holy smokes. He just takes these things out like it's no big deal.
And then after he's defeated this monster, it is a monster, by the way, monster spirit, the spirit talks to him about being a loser and how Mob's just like him, and he didn't live a fulfilling life, and that maybe Mob should and Mob starts thinking about how he can start living his life to the fullest so he doesn't end up like this loser ghost who is haunting this girl's school and being a total pervert.
Yeah, it's a pervert ghost. I kind of expected them to call him just a pervert ghost, but no, he's a scent ghoul for some reason. But he's perving on this all-girls school. Screw this ghost. Dispose him real good. I don't like him.
Yeah, and he slowly fades at the end, which is how he gets to have this big conversation with Mob.
It's like Assassin's Creed, where when you finally take out, you know, you slay all the minions along the way, but then when you finally get to, like, the big bad and you slay them, you get to have, like, a 15-minute conversation with them as they're dying, even though all the guards are standing around just going, oh, I guess they're having a chat, so we'll just wait a few minutes while they talk it out.
That's always my favorite bit about Assassin's Creed. I won't even kill the guards. I'll run in and I'll assassinate the guy. And then it'll
like,
do the
straight away
scene.
So that you're surrounded.
Yeah, no, I'm surrounded by like 15 guards, and it cuts to the cutscene where you're just having this intimate conversation with this guy as he bleeds out for like 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, it cuts back to the gameplay, and there's 15 guards standing there trying to attack you.
It's like, oh, are you done? Oh, okay. Back on it, boys. Let's go.
But yeah. It's very much that sort of scene.
So anyway, Mob goes to the telepathy club, and he's about to sign up because he wants to live his life to the fullest. But he can't because the sub assistant vice principal or whatever shows up.
The vice president of the student council.
Yes, what's that?
Yeah. and he shows up with the other club. He's like, I just wanted to show the newly formed body improvement club the club room, since you guys aren't going to be using it.
Now, see, he does say the newly formed body improvement club, which leads me to believe that maybe they've been newly formed in the last 2 days.
No, could be. Because if you look at those guys are jacked.
Well, they've been body improving on their own time.
Yeah.
Now they're forming a club.
I think they've come together in, like, probably before this, which is why he's trying to kick the telepathy club out. Because this club has come to him and has been like, hey, we need a club room. Look at us buff boys. Yeah, we're all yoked and jacked.
Look how buff us buff boys are. Yo, we got protein shakes. We got, I don't know anything about being a buff boy MC. What am I doing? This is the worst character I've ever tried to do. Yo, I got a protein shake. I got some of those elastic stretchy bands. I've got a shake weight.
It's not revealed in this episode, but it's revealed in like the live action episode. They don't actually care about the club room at all. They just need a place to store their weights.
Perfect. That makes sense.
Yeah. So the yoke boys are just like, yeah, we need somewhere to put our weights. Can you get us a room where we can?
We got a lot of heavy stuff. Yeah. We need to set it down and then pick it up again and then set it down and then pick it up again.
You took my joke. I was about to say that. Oh, son
Damn it,
of a
I'm
bitch.
Sorry.
What's funny about this is like I'm kind of nerdy, but I'm also like a sort of buff nerd. Like I'm not super buff, but my job,
you're much more of a buff boy than I am.
My job sort of needs me to be at least a little bit buff because I'm picking stuff up and putting stuff down all the time, so there's a little bit of that in me, but I'm really, I hate exercising, and weightlifting is like the worst exercise ever to me. It really is like lifting heavy things and putting them back down to me, and I'm like, what's the point? I'd rather go out for a walk and do lightweights to build up my strength.
There you go. I don't mind going for a walk. I don't mind going for a bicycle ride, but like weightlifting, I've never understood.
No,
just can't.
I don't weightlift to like Well, like these guys to get buff and yoked and stuff like that. Like, that's a lot of what weightlifting is for people, is like you do high weight, low reps, and you just get yoked.
Mm-hmm.
I do lightweights, high reps, so I do a lot of strength stuff. Like, I don't need a lot of space to put weights. These guys obviously need a lot of space for their weights.
We've spent too long talking about how much space they need for their weights. We're trapped. We're trapped in some limbo-like hell. And there's only one thing that can help us escape, MC. There's only one thing. Dr. Pepper vibe. So this time, I got English Dr. Pepper vibe. I got Spanish Dr. Pepper vibe. And then I got a road trip commercial in Spanish. I think it was for Hondas, but it was another commercial in Spanish. What the hell, Crunchyroll? I don't speak Spanish. Why are you giving me Spanish commercials? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense.
A lot of people in your area do speak Spanish, maybe.
But I'm watching an English dub.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't make any sense.
We get a flashback where Mob remembers that the one thing he ever really wanted in life was to confess his love to his first girlfriend. Aw, that's so cute.
Actually, you have Mob being questioned by the vice president of the student council about has he ever been in any other clubs? What does he want to do with his life? And all this stuff. And that's when Mob thinks back to the and he's like floating stuff, and he loses the foot race, and the girl that he likes falls for some jock dude, and
yeah, he was like, that's when a little kid he was like, check it out, I can bend the monkey bars, and she's like, that's so cool. And then he was like, look, I can bend the monkey bars again, and she's like, I'm bored, I'm gonna go kiss another boy. And he was like, oh, and pretty sure that was the story.
Yeah, and then the whole thing turns out that Mob's like, I'm gonna join the club, and then instead of joining the telepathic club, because he's already a pretty great esper, he decides that he wants to build up his body, so he joins the body improvement club instead. Totally ruined the telepathy club's plans to keep their club room.
And they go away forever and never come back, probably.
No, I don't know about that.
And then he ticks up to 40%.
Yep. Well, the only reason I don't think that's ever going to happen is because they spent way too long on those characters. Like, introducing those characters.
Yeah, they really built... Well, just the president. Not the other three guys. The other three guys were pretty meaningless, but the president got a lot of introduction, so I'm sure she'll be a recurring character. So that is episode 2, which means next week we can talk about episode 3, which is called An Invitation to a Meeting. Simply put, I just want to be popular. What was that song? Do you remember that song? About popular. I haven't listened to it in forever.
Nope. I have no idea what that song is.
Popular lyrics. Who's it by? Oh man, it's not Wicked. That's one popular song. It's not the one from Wicked. Stop showing me. Not a Surf. Popular. I'm head of the class, I'm popular, I'm a quarterback, I'm popular, my mom says I'm a catch. This is not how the song goes at all. It's in the same vein as Sunscreen, where Baz Luhrmann just like reads off a bunch of stuff. Like, I think it's like the lyrics. There's the chorus, which is the part I was just terribly singing. But then the verses, I think, are from a popularity like a guide for girls in the 50s about how to be popular. So it's like three important rules for breaking up. Don't put off breaking up when you know you want to. Prolonging the situation will only make it worse.
Weird.
Being attractive is the most important thing there is. If you want to catch the biggest fish in your pond, you have to be as attractive as possible. Make sure to keep your hair spotless and clean. Wash it at least every 2 weeks.
What? I do it like twice a week.
Yeah. I propose we support a one-month limit on going steady. I think it will keep people more able to deal with weird situations and get to know more people. If you think you're ready to go out with Johnny, now's the time to tell him about your one-month limit. He won't mind. He'll appreciate your fresh look on dating. And once you've dated someone else, you can date him again. I'm sure he'll like it. Everyone will appreciate it. You're so novel. What a good idea.
Are you sure this is a song?
Yeah, it's a song. Anyway, we'll see you next week on the best animated shows ever so far.
Thanks for listening to the best animated shows ever so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFcast or email us at BaseSFcast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFcast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work
for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.